We went streaking up the hill with me in the lead and Drover bringing up the rear. When we got to the yard gate, I glanced around and saw that we had succeeded in our first objective. Sally Mae and Loper were there talking, but Pete was nowhere in sight. Ha ha ho ho! In her right hand, Sally Mae held a plate. In her left, a wooden spoon. I turned to my assistant and gave him a worldly smile. This is going to be a piece of cake, Drover.
Oh boy! Usually it's burned toast and a busted egg.
What?
I said, usually it's burned toast.
I heard that, Drover, but it shows that you misunderstood what I said.
Oh.
Piece of cake is an expression, a figure of speech. It means, this is going to be easy.
Oh, well, that's easy enough.
Exactly. You see, Drover, sometimes our words have subtle meanings that go beyond the actual words. That's the beauty of language. It's many shades of meaning.
Yeah, and on a hot day, that shade sure comes in handy.
Exactly. So there you are, son. A little lesson in the endless variety of language.
It's pretty good, all right. Sure hope it's chocolate.
What?
I've never had chocolate cake in the morning.
For a moment, I considered giving the runt a tongue-lashing, but just then, Loper spoke up. Hun, I'm going over to check that fence between us and Billy's west pasture. His stud horse got through the fence yesterday, and I found him in the home pasture. I don't want that crazy thing coming up around the house. He could hurt someone.
Oh, my!
He's got a mean streak and only one eye. I wouldn't want to take any chances with you or little Alfred. He's kind of dangerous. Loper turned his eyes on me. I gave him a big smile and wagged my tail and went over and jumped up on him. Licked him on the hand, too. I wanted to build up a few loyal dog points, see? In this line of work, a guy needs to get points in the bank anytime he can. Anyways, I jumped up on Loper, said howdy, wished him good morning, and, you know, let him know that I was there on the job. He looked down into my face, curled his lip, and pushed me away. Get down, you stink.
Huh? Well,
if I had a dog on this ranch that was worth anything, he wiped his hand on his jeans, we wouldn't have to worry about Billy's stud horse. Anyway, when the cousins get here, don't let them play in the pasture.
All right, they'll be here around 11. Will you be home for lunch?
I don't know. I've got to help the neighbors move some cattle around. I might be late getting home. While they were talking, Sally Mae held the plate waist high. I got kind of curious as to what tasty morsels might be on it, so I hopped up on my back legs and took a peek. Scrambled eggs, 5 or 6 fatty ends of bacon, and 2 pieces of burned toast. Burned toast must have been one of Sally Mae's specialties, because she seemed to crank out 2 or 3 pieces of it every morning. I'm not too crazy about burned toast, but fatty ends of bacon, I can get worked up over fatty ends of bacon. Sally Mae had got herself caught up in a conversation and had forgotten to scrape our goodies out on the ground, is what had happened, and it suddenly occurred to me that that plate was probably getting pretty heavy. I mean, you don't think about fatty ends of bacon weighing very much, but you take enough of them and put them together and you'll come up with a whole entire hog that might weigh, 300-400 pounds. That's where bacon comes from, don't you know? Hogs. Big hogs. Now, Sally Mae was a tough old gal, but she had her limits. I'd seen her bucking bales of alfalfa on the hay wagon, and I'd seen her carrying sacks of chicken feed from her car into the machine shed, but I'd never seen her lift a 300-pound hog. Even Loper couldn't do that. She had no business lifting hogs. I mean, here was the mother of a small child. Didn't she have enough to do, keeping up with the house and the garden and the chickens, caring for a child and a husband? Seemed to me that it was my duty to lighten her load a little bit. I've always figured that one of the reasons we're put here on this earth is to help others. That's why when I have a chance to ease someone else's burden, I try to do it. And let me tell you, it wasn't an easy thing to do. I mean, there I was standing on my back legs, and I had to turn my head to the side, ease my nose over the edge of the plate, and snag the bacon ends with my tongue. You ever try to snag something with your tongue? when your head's turned sideways? It sounds easy, but you can take my word for it, it ain't. I'm not sure why. A guy's tongue ought to work just as well sideways as up and down. I mean, why should a tongue care which way is up and which is down? Beats me, but the point is that it was a difficult maneuver. No ordinary dog would have even attempted it. I not only attempted it, but came that close to pulling it off. Here's how I did it. You might want to jot down a few notes. First, I extended my tongue to its fully extended position, at which point I had something like 6 inches of powerful tongue reeled out of my mouth. Second, I concentrated all my powers of concentration on putting a curl into the end of it. Pretty tough. Third, with the same curl in the same end of the same tongue we have been discussing, I began easing a bacon end over towards the edge of the plate. Even though the root of my tongue was getting tired from the strain of being fully extended. Try it sometime and see if the root of your tongue doesn't get tired. Fourthly, just as I was about to throw a coil of tongue around the juicy end of bacon fat, reel it back into my mouth and gobble it down, Sally Mae saw what I was doing and smacked me on the nose with the wooden spoon.
Get down, Hank. I'll feed you when Pete gets here.
In other words, she had misinterpreted my intentions. Maybe she thought I was merely trying to steal the bacon before her stupid and greedy cat arrived to hog it all. Not a bad idea, actually, but of course I had higher motives. On this outfit, it seems to be all right for a cat to be a hog, but let a dog try to be a hog once in a while and whack! He gets it across the nose with a wooden spoon. It ain't fair, but let's don't get started on that. I turned to Drover. What are you grinning about?
Who, me?
I saw that silly grin on your face. I'd advise you to wipe it off before... That whack on the nose had a strange effect on me. Made me sneeze.
Achoo!
I'm not talking about one little sneeze or even two. I'm talking about a bunch of big ones. All in a row, one after another. Bang, bang, bang. Or sneeze, 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 you might say. And each one of them sneezes just about blew the end of my nose off. This is a fairly rare medical condition known as sneezeroma. Those who get it never forget it because you can't stop sneezing. Drover still had that silly grin on his face.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You got hay fever?
No, I don't have... Hay fever.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sure sounds like hay fever to me.
Sounds can be deceiving, son. Just because I sneeze, that doesn't mean I have...
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe you're allergic to spoons. Gosh, maybe I'm allergic to your sneezes.
Bless you.
Thanks, Hank.
You're welcome. No, I don't think so, Drover. More than likely, it's just...
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
Thanks, Hank.
You're...
Bless...
Thank you. And bless... We were getting nowhere fast. Carrying on an intelligent conversation with Drover is hard enough under the best conditions, but when we're both sneezing, it's very near impossible. I was all set to head back down to the gas tanks and put my poor nose to bed when all at once I saw something that made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. Prancing down the hill from the machine shed was one of my least favorite characters on the ranch. My arch enemy, to be exact. Pete the Barn Cat. He had his stupid tail stuck straight up in the air, and he was purring like a little motorboat. No doubt he was coming to hog all the breakfast scraps, but it was my job to see that he failed in his mission of greed. Hold up, Drover. Unless I'm badly mistaken, we're fixing to get ourselves into some combat. We've got our cat coming in at 2 o'clock.
Well, better late than tardy.
Exactly. Battle stations, Drover, and prepare for some heavy-duty barking.
Achoo!
That's not barking.
I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Hank.
And with that, we turned our menacing glares on Pete the Barn Cat.